11 points for Allie Prusoski. The Stars are 4 of 6 from downtown, and all of a sudden their 7-point deficit is a 7-point lead.
Today, it's the final round of the Central Catholic Early Season Tournament featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
On the right wing, sneaking in from behind to knock the ball away will be Harrison Pierce. Fast break up to Moore. Moore lays it up and in, and a blocking foul called on Skolak. And a chance for a 3-point play here for Matt Moore.
3 games in 3 days to start the season for Kearney Catholic, and the Stars look to finish the weekend on a winning note. It's Kearney Catholic Stars basketball coming up next, but first, the New Tech Heat pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits' Randy Bushkar live from Central Catholic High School in Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Heat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon and welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic for the finals of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. A tight girls game, not necessarily one of the best games ever played, but pretty good effort put out there by Lincoln Lutheran and Kearney Catholic. The Lady Stars with a 43-39 win, as they'll take it. And now Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic, third game in 3 days early on in the season. That can be very, very taxing on these young men, just like it was on the young ladies that played a little bit earlier. And we'll see which one of these two teams is probably a little bit more comfortable, has kind of gotten into that basketball season a little bit more efficiently, as two preeminent Central Nebraska basketball high school powers. There are a lot of success, Grand Island Central Catholic over the years, and for Kearney Catholic over the years. Not only do they have that rich basketball tradition, they also have brand new head coaches. Tino Martinez taking over here at Grand Island Central Catholic for the first time, taking over for a legendary coach. Scott Carlin also taking over for a legendary coach over at Kearney Catholic, both knowing a lot, learning a lot from their predecessors, and getting ready and taking things under their own, starting their own helms here this season. Well, this is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups of these two teams after this quick one-minute timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Hey, welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. Let's give you our starting lineups. And ironically, Grand Island Central Catholic on the scoreboard will actually be the visiting team. They're in their road dark uniforms, and their starting lineup looks like this. Phoenix Stevenson, a 5'10 senior, starts with Brady Brokaw, 5'9 and a junior. John Rowetter, 6'2 and a junior. Elijah Hunter, who transferred in from Grand Island Senior High, he is a 6-foot tall junior. He'll play point guard. And Johanna Gaifon, 6'4 and a junior, for head coach Tino Martinez, who of course took over for Bill Gavers, who coached at Grand Island Central Catholic, winning some state championships, coached here for years and years. For Kearney Catholic, their starting lineup is Matt Moore, a 5'9 senior, Nathan Howe, 5'10 and a junior, Blake Holtmeyer, 6'2 senior, Derek Jackson, 5'10", and a senior, and his little brother, Zach Jackson, 6 foot tall and a junior for head coach Scott Carlin, who took over for head coach Don Lease. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Again, Grand Island Central Catholic in their own tournament, actually listed as the visitors here as they're being introduced in their dark uniforms. Kearney Catholic will be in their home white uniforms, even though they are on the road here. Again, don't forget on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, maybe as early as about 20 minutes from now or so, we're going to have the finals of the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. Doug Duda will have that for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And obviously we'll have a game right here, Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic. Both teams being introduced, and we're just about ready to get things underway. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Kearney Catholic's girls earlier on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. They won it 43-39 over Lincoln Lutheran. Grand Island Central Catholic breaks the huddle first, and their bench is right in front of us. And you heard Tina Martinez. I heard Tina Martinez saying emphatically, we have to value the basketball. And again, both these two teams defensively is really kind of where their bread is buttered. If they play good defense, they'll lead to some transition points for them, and then just be kind of patient offensively. So handshakes being handed out. These two familiar parochial school rivals getting all ready to go here. And Holtmeyer against Guy Fawn for the opening tip, and the tip is going to be controlled here by Kearney Catholic. So the Stars have the first possession of the ball game. They bring it in the offensive zone, running the weave play here. Jackson will give it to his brother. And now off to Matt Moore. Moore is going to drive the baseline. His shot's no good. Offensive rebound here by Zach Jackson. And Zach Jackson can't make that putback. And so Kearney Catholic misses a couple of shots here in the early stages. And now Grand Island Central Catholic defensively, they've got the basketball, and they work in the offensive zone. On that right side, Rowetter, he'll fire a three, and he hits the three. John Rowetter draining that three-pointer. And the first points of the ball game here belong to Grand Island Central Catholic. So the Crusaders with that three-point lead. Howe's got it on that left wing. He'll fire a three. It is off the mark. And up high for the rebound is going to be Elijah Hunter. So Hunter pulls down that defensive rebound after Kearney Catholic misses the three. And they'll work it out here to Brokaw. Brokaw inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn, a ball fake, took an extra step with it. He's going to be whistled for a travel, and he was at point-blank range. Nice decision there by Holtmeyer. He got beat by the footwork earlier there by Guy Fawn and did not commit the foul. And then Guy Fawn with just a little bunny hop there with the turnover. So it's 3-0 here. Grand Island Central Catholic in the dark uniforms, but they're going to be home on the scoreboard apparently. Driving here, backdoor cut. Matt Moore gets the layup up and in. Give Holtmeyer credit for an assist there. So Grand Island Central Catholic will inbound. Kearney Catholic with the opportunity to put the full court pressure on. Brokaw's got it, facing a little bit of pressure here by Moore, and Brokaw will bring it across the timeline. They try to trap, but now dribbling here is going to be Brokaw, and he'll give it off on the baseline, a little drive on that baseline, and Hunter with a nice little baseline drive for the bucket. He shot that one right over the top of Moore. Basketball on the left wing, that's Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson will give it to Howe. To Moore. Moore thought about the three. He'll enter it inside, and there's going to be a reach whistle here on Phoenix Stevenson. That is going to be his first foul of the day. First team foul against Grand Island Central Catholic as well. Stars will inbound it. They get it to Tyler Messel, who just checked in. And they'll give it off here for Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson kicks in the corner, and a three-pointer up and good for Zach. Zach drains the three, and Kearney Catholic's tied it at five. Guy Fawn gets the inbounds as Holtmeyer will pressure him. Guy Fawn will give it back out here for Stevenson. Stevenson drives, kicks it up ahead here for Rowetter. Rowetter right back out here for Hunter. Inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn in the lane, a little step through, takes it off glass, and that is good. Again, a nice little post move there by Johanna Guy Fawn. And in transition, quick jumper here by Derek Jackson. Jackson missed it. And here comes Grand Island Central Catholic with the rebound. They kick it up ahead here. Three-pointer on that right wing for Rowetter. It is no good. And the long rebound saved out there by Stevenson. So in that half-court set, ball movement around the perimeter. Rowetter's got it. He's picked up defensively by Derek Jackson. Stars going man-to-man here. Top of the circle, there's Brokaw. Brokaw tries to get it in to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn lost it, got it back, puts it up. It's no good, and Holtmeyer is going to be whistled for the foul. So Holtmeyer picks up his first foul of the day. And, again, you can get in a lot of foul trouble trying to battle Guy Fawn in underneath. No question about it. He's got two shots coming his way. And he takes his time at the line, and the first one is up and good. So Guy Fawn now with 3 points on the day. In for Central Catholic going to be Alex Allen. So Guy Fawn bends the knees at the free throw line. It is up and good. So he's 2 for 2 from the line. That's one of the strong suits of his game, by the way. He gets himself to the line and serviceable free throw shooter. Moore in the offensive zone. Gets it to Mestel. Mestel, three-pointer in the corner is an air ball. And the ball is loose. Holtmeyer is able to come up with it. He's on the ground. Passes it out, and it's out of bounds. And it is last touched by Central Catholic. So the Stars will maintain possession here. Bryce James, Nathan Howe checking into the ball game, and so is Harrison Pierce. So three new Stars in there as Matt Moore will get the inbounds. 4:25 to go here. It's first quarter, 9-5. Kearney Catholic down by 4. Kearney Catholic facing pretty good defense here. They get it out to Pierce on that left side. Long shot, no good. Rebounded by Moore. So Moore gets the offensive rebound off the miss. And we've got a foul in underneath. It's going to be a hold called. And that's going to be on Allen. So that'll be the first foul on Allen. Derek Jackson's checking back in here for Kearney Catholic with 4:03 to go. GICC again going pressure man-to-man here. They have played very solid defense. Nathan Howe's got it on the baseline. Guy Fawn will pressure him, gives it to Mestel. James. James looking on the inside. Ball knocked loose. Holtmeyer is able to track it down with the dribble. And he'll give it to Harrison Pierce. Pierce is picked up defensively there by Heidelk, who checked in a little bit ago. And Heidelk will pressure it, and he'll just have to hand the ball off here for Bryce James. James on the dribble, gives it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer has it knocked away, but tipped out to James. Great hustle there by Holtmeyer to keep it alive. Skip pass over there for Derek Jackson. Jackson from the free throw line. Almost had it stolen away by Elijah Hunter, and they'll kick it out, and that three-pointer's up and good. So James hits the three-pointer as he got the ball, and boy, did he pull the trigger on that quick. Makes it a one-point ball game. Pass up ahead. Grand Island Central Catholic handles the pressure. Nice pass by Guy Fawn to gain about 40 feet of court space there with a nice pass along the sideline. So now in the half-court set here is Grand Island Central Catholic. Allen's got it. He'll kick left wing for Rowetter. Rowetter picked up by Pierce, and they'll work it back around here. There's Heidelk. Heidelk inside for Guy Fawn. What a great catch. Ball fake by Guy Fawn, and then Guy Fawn gets the bucket. So Johanna Guy Fawn already with 6 points in the ball game. It's 11-8. GICC with the lead. Kearney Catholic gives it to Pierce, and he'll skip it out for Howe on that left side. And Pierce, a little ball fake, top of the key. He'll give it off right side. Jackson's going to fire off a three. It is no good. And taken out of there is Grand Island Central Catholic, who pulls down the rebound. So here come the Crusaders. And on the dribble here is going to be Hunter. Elijah Hunter will give it off on the right side. With the dribble here is going to be Rowetter. Rowetter will give it back around here for Heidel. Snap pass over there for Allen. Allen's picked up by Pierce behind the arc. Minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. It's 11-8. Great ball fake. The jumper from 15 feet is a little bit short there by Heidelk, and it's rebounded for Pierce. So Pierce is able to snap it up ahead, and on the drive, the bucket up and good for Derek Jackson, and we got a timeout. So Derek Jackson gets the bucket, and we got a timeout here at Grand Island Central Catholic. Minute 35 to go in the first quarter. It's 11 to 10. Kearney Catholic with the lead. We're back right after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Oh, they threw me a pretty good curve there. Grand Island Central Catholic wearing the dark uniforms. They are the visiting team in the tournament, but they had their score up on the home side until late in the first quarter, where now it's still 11-10. Grand Island Central Catholic with a 1-point lead here. But they're making me work for it, I'll tell you that. And GICC facing some pressure. Guyfon, great catch on the inbounds as the pressure coming here by the Stars. And in the offensive zone with the dribble is Brokaw. Brokaw picked up defensively there by Pierce, and he'll give it off on the right side for Allen. Allen finds a cutter. That's Elijah Hunter. He is shut off nicely by Jackson, so he'll give it back out here for Brett Weens. Right side, Brokaw's got it. Kearney Catholic going man-to-man. With it is Weens trying to enter it on the inside, and we're going to have a hold whistle on Kearney Catholic, I believe, as they got it to Guyfon, as Guyfon had it out of the lane there. And that is going to be a foul on Braxton Bellamy. Inbounds play for Guyfon. He has the ball knocked loose, and they're going to call a foul here on Moore, I believe. Yep, that's going to be a foul on Moore. And that's going to be his first, team's third. So a couple of quick fouls here on Kearney Catholic. And now they'll inbound the basketball to Alex Allen. Allen gives it to Hunter. Hunter dribbles out to the top of the key, and he'll just give it off here for Brokaw. They're just kind of running a little weave play here as Pierce is putting pretty good pressure on the dribble here by Weens, and they'll work it back around. Left wing with it is Allen. Inside for Guyfon. He has it knocked away, and that's going to be a foul on Harrison Pierce. So Pierce is going to be called for the hold there. And that's now four team fouls on Kearney Catholic. 47.1 to go here in the first quarter. It is 11-10. Grand Island Central Catholic with lead over Kearney Catholic. Tim Bound is going to be Hunter on the baseline. Three-point opportunity here for Weens. It's a little bit strong. Rebounded by Guyfon, and Guyfon is able to put in the putback. And now in transition, Harrison Pierce with a little flip and underneath. It's no good. Guyfon with the rebound. He'll give it out to Hunter. 26 seconds to go. Hunter passes up ahead. Quick little runner here by Alex Allen. And Allen will score in transition. So Alex Allen with his bucket here gives Grand Island Central Catholic a three-point lead. Pass on the inside and falling down, not being able to hold on to it, is Brady Holtmeyer, who checked in a little bit ago. And we're going to have a double dribble that is whistled against Central Catholic. So it'll be a little turnover for Hunter down that sideline, dribbling through a double team. To inbound it here is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. And his little brother Brady's out there. Three-pointer at the buzzer. Shot is no good for Harrison Pierce. And so one quarter is in the books. Grand Island Central Catholic with a 15-10 lead over Kearney Catholic. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this. Hey, how you doing, Lido?
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Don't forget, coming up here pretty shortly will be coverage of the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. It'll be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. You're back here at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Grand Island Central Catholic, where the Crusaders have a 15-10 lead over Kearney Catholic to start the second quarter. And GICC does have the basketball to start the quarter here. On the right side, quick three-pointer up and no good for Phoenix Stevenson. And so Stevenson with the miss. And on the run here is going to be Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer is held on his way to the basket. Moore came away with that rebound, kind of a long rebound there. And Rowetter whistled for his first personal foul. Moore looking to inbound it, gets it to Holtmeyer in the lane. Little bunny hook, shot no good, and Guy Fawn is able to pull down the rebound. For Grand Island Central Catholic. Hunter facing the double team. Has the pass knocked away by Moore. Up to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's going to drive, and Holtmeyer's fouled by Hunter. So after the Grand Island Central Catholic turnover, Hunter then commits the foul. And here come a couple of free throw opportunities for Blake Holtmeyer, and his first one is up and good. ...15-11, Kearney Catholic down by four as GICC has really played some great defense, not giving Kearney Catholic very many good looks at all. And a second free throw is no good. The ball goes out of bounds as Guy Fawn was battling Tyler Mestel for the rebound. Mestel was the last to touch it. So it will be Grand Island Central Catholic ball here. 7:16 to go here before halftime. And Hunter doing a nice job dribbling so he doesn't get into a double team. He's able to get it on the left side, gave it away, now gets it back. They lob it inside for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn with the catch and a little floater. Guy Fawn brings it in, and it's a six-point lead here for Grand Island Central Catholic, his 10th point of the ball game. He's got 10 of the 17, and he makes a steal here. He'll get it back after giving it to Hunter. Little spin move in the lane, shot up and good. And Guy Fawn with now a dozen in the game after that turnover by Kearney Catholic. Moore in the offensive zone as the Stars are down by eight. They'll give it to Mestel on the baseline. He'll shoot over the top of Guy Fawn. It's a little bit strong. And Guy Fawn pulls down the rebound. Hunter will direct traffic a little bit. Give it off on the left wing for Brady Brokaw. Brokaw trying to bounce pass over to Hunter. And Holtmeyer going to be whistled for the kick. Zach Jackson checking in here for Kearney Catholic. In the battle is Brett Weens here for GICC. Stevenson's going to inbound it here for the Crusaders. And he'll just get it out for Hunter. 8-point lead here for Grand Island Central Catholic, their largest lead of the game. Skip pass into the corner, and they'll work it back around the perimeter as Hunter gets it right back. Right wing, that's real wetter. Ball out of bounds is stepping through there, trying to make the steal and just knocking it out of bounds is Derek Jackson. So Grand Island Central Catholic will inbound it. That's Stevenson, who will throw it out here for Weens. Weens for Hunter. Back on that right side, here's Rowetter. Rowetter's three is no good. Holtmeyer is able to pull down the rebound. And quickly they get it up to Moore. Moore before the shot is fouled. So Kearney Catholic on the run here. And the foul is going to be on Brett Weems. That's now five as a team. Kearney Catholic inbound underneath their own basket. And they're just lobbing in for Holtmeyer at the elbow. Kicks it out for Mestel, who will fire a three and hit a three. Tyler Mestel strokes in the three-pointer. And Kearney Catholic needed that. They were down by eight. Now it's down by five. 19 to 15. Five and a half to go. As across the timeline, there's Stevenson. Stevenson throws it all the way in the corner. Kearney Catholic trying to trap here as they're going, it looks like a 2-1-2. And they get it off on the left side. Wow, what a three-pointer by Brett Weens. Weens strokes it in. Gave it away. Got it right back. Defense was just enough out of position that Weens could pull the trigger. That was a good-looking play. And now Weens is going to step up. I'll check it. It wasn't Weens that stepped up there. It was Stevenson who was able to come up and make the steal. So that's a nice play there by Stevenson. As the turnover by Kearney Catholic puts them back on defense. Hunter will give it off on the left side for Stevens. Lob inside for Guyfon. Guyfon shot up and good. Boy, they have a great knack of finding Johanna Guyfon. Guyfon uses his body and is able to make that catch. As there was a mismatch there as Moore was on him. And now they'll get it out for Mestel. Down by 10 is Kearney Catholic as Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three. Zach Jackson with the three-pointer. And it's 24-17. GICC with the lead. Guyfon asking for the ball down low. They'll get it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer for Rowetter. And he strokes in the three. Crusaders getting hot here as they have that 10-point lead. As Rowetter strokes in it, that three for that 10-point advantage. 4:10 to go here. Jackson well behind the arc. Will penetrate a little bit. Kicks it out for Mestel. He'll fire a three. No good. And over the back on the rebound is going to be Derek Jackson. So Jackson whistled for the foul. That's five as a team on Kearney Catholic here. So 4:03 to go here before halftime, 27-17. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead and the basketball. And I'll get it for Elijah Hunter. And now Matt Moore is just going to drop back to half court as Hunter brings it in the offensive zone. Man-to-man goes Kearney Catholic, and trying to make a little pivot move there and dragging that foot is Elijah Hunter. He's not going to make too many mistakes that over the course of the year, but he turns it over here. So Jackson will give it off for Moore. And the Stars really could use some points here. They are down 27-17. That defense for Grand Island Central Catholic has really done a number on the Stars. Driving through there is Jackson, and Jackson is fouled on his way to the basket. He put up the shot when he saw the contact was going to come. And so it is on Allen. Allen whistled for the foul. And Derek Jackson going to scrape off the shoes here a little bit. And he's going to have a couple of free throws. Bends his knees, and the free throw for Jackson is up and good. Bryce James going to check in here for the Stars. And the second free throw for Jackson is on the way and good. So he strokes both of them in. Derek Jackson makes both free throws, and it's 27-19. Stars trying to put full court pressure on here. Phoenix Stevenson dribbling against Jackson. He's able to get it up ahead here for Rowetter. Rowetter working against the pressure by Derek Jackson. Rowetter picks up his dribble, gives it to Alex Allen. Allen will give it off for Stevenson. Stevenson will look a little bit to that right wing, and they'll get it right back out here for Brett Weens. And with Guyfon not out there at the moment, there isn't that go-to presence for the offense here for Grand Island Central Catholic. They've done a great job of setting him up. Hunter will set up a little screen, get the ball, pull up for a 15-foot jumper. It's no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer on the run here for Kearney Catholic. He'll take it all the way to the baseline, shoot it off glass, a little bit too strong. The tip by Derek Jackson is no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it was last touched by Kearney Catholic. So 2:43 to go here, second quarter. It's 27-19, GICC with an 8-point lead, and we got a lot of substitutions for both teams. We'll try to check them as best we can. One of them is Guy Fawn, who gets the long inbound pass, drives all the way in. It's a tough left-handed layup. So Johanna Guy Fawn now has 16 in the game. He almost has more than Kearney Catholic. He trails it 29-19. Here's a three-pointer for Howe. Howe's three is no good. The rebound is out of bounds. And the officials are conferring here, and they're going to say that there was a foul trying to get to that rebound. It's going to be a foul on Stevenson. And Blake Holtmeyer is going to go to the line, and he's going to have a one-and-one here. And it is good, so that'll earn him the bonus. With 2:23 to go, second quarter, 29-20. Grand Island Central Catholic with a 9-point lead. Stars, I think, led briefly, but very briefly. Both free throws good here. And that'll cut the lead down to 8. Kearney Catholic try to pressure it, but Hunter gets the ball, passes it up ahead. On the run here is Heidelk. Heidelk gave it away, now gets it back. And they'll give it out here for Elijah Hunter, who will direct traffic in the half-court set here. Gives it to Guy Fawn, well behind that 3-point arc. Holtmeyer staying right with him. He'll give it to Alex Allen. Allen's got it between the circles. Gives it left side here for Hunter. Backdoor cut. Flying through there is Allen. Allen with the miss. Gets it to Guy Fawn. And Guy Fawn went over the back to commit the foul. And as soon as he did it, he just pulled his hands back. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. And he understands the error of his ways, did Johanna Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn had that the ball in underneath, had a pretty good look at the basket. And when he didn't make the shot, he got a little frustrated trying to get to the ball back. And so Holtmeyer is going to go to the free throw line as Holtmeyer pulled down the rebound. And then Guy Fawn with the foul. This will be a one and one coming up here for Holtmeyer. Last 2 points of the game for Kearney Catholic came from the same way. And right now they're using their shoes to wipe up a little bit of sweat that is down there. Now the Grand Island Central Catholic bench throws a couple of towels in there to do a little mopping up and obliging the officials is going to be Herrick Heidelk. So they do their little maintenance work, and now Brady Holtmeyer is going to be handed the basketball with 1:55 to go here, second quarter, and Grand Island Central Catholic leading at 29-21. Front end of the one and one, up and no good. And you could probably guess who pulled down the rebound. That would be Johanna Guy Fawn. He'll give it to Elijah Hunter. And in the offensive zone with the dribble here is going to be Grand Island Central Catholic. Guy Fawn on the baseline, a little ball fake, has it blocked. And they're going to call a jump ball. That's the right call. One official on the backside had it being a walk. Because he came down with the ball. It was a clean block by Holtmeyer on the shot by Guy Fawn. And that was a great block there as they had the miss. Alternating possessions will give Kearney Catholic the ball. Officials got it right. They conferred and they got it right. On the dribble here is going to be Derek Jackson. Jackson, quick little jumper up and good. So he pulls the quick trigger almost in transition, not quite. And now cut that lead down to 6, 29-23. Mestel putting some pressure on the ball, but Brokaw's handling the pressure pretty well. Has it in the offensive zone, and he'll get the ball out here for Elijah Hunter. Hunter directing traffic. He's picked up man-to-man by Matt Moore. And, again, not closely guarded. Now he is. They lob it inside for Guy Fawn, who makes the catch and lays it up and in. Guy Fawn must have eyes in the back of his head, but he gets – He pulled that ball down low to take it away from where Holtmeyer was trying to knock it away from the backside. And here comes the three-pointer by Kearney Catholic, by Braxton Bellamy. It's no good. But rebound taken out of there by Derek Jackson. So Derek Jackson with that offensive rebound. And with 27 seconds left before halftime, down by eight, the Stars are going to milk the clock a little bit. Braxton Bellamy has the ball on his hip in the center jump circle. Guy Fawn is about 8 to 10 feet away from him. And now they'll set things in motion with 12 seconds to go before halftime. Moore's got it. Gives it at the free throw line. And we've got a foul, I think, away from the ball. 7 seconds to go here. And that is going to be number 41, Alex Allen. And I have that being his third. So Holtmeyer is going to go to the free throw line. And he'll have a one and one. 31-23, Grand Island Central Catholic with an 8-point lead. And to the line is going to be Holtmeyer. So Blake Holtmeyer, front end of the one and one, is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Heidel. 1 second left. Quick jumper by Howe, who comes up a little bit short. I said Howe, I meant to say Hunter. Elijah Hunter hit nothing but net, but it didn't go through the basket. It was a little bit too low, and so the shot from about 25 feet away at the buzzer is off the mark, so we head to the locker rooms. Grand Island Central Catholic with an 8-point lead here, 31-23 over Kearney Catholic. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic, where the Crusaders have a 31-23 lead in boys basketball here at the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all of your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Earlier today, the Kearney Catholic girls came away with the championship here in the early season tournament as they win it today 43-39 over Lincoln Lutheran. And kind enough to talk to us about it is Kearney Catholic head coach Rick Petrie. And coach, early season, you know, you're just kind of a little ragged anyway. You put three games back to back to back. And I think we saw a little bit of the effects of that. I think there were some tired legs out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we played a lot of girls the first two nights, but still three games and 3 days in this time of the season, it's tough. And, you know, some of the kids have played a few more minutes, you know, I think it showed.
Yeah, and you end up with some shots that were short, and that's really kind of a symptom that you kind of see when you get those tired legs.
Yeah, absolutely. Second half, we kind of struggled shooting the ball. Didn't get bad looks, but, you know, we got in a hurry sometimes and maybe put up shots that we really didn't need to.
And I'm sorry I'm staying as negative because I really don't mean to be, but the free throw shooting in the first half, I thought was pretty good. I think you were like 7 of 9 in the first half. And then the second half, you had the opportunity to put the game away by getting to the free throw line and just wasn't able to do it.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we missed 7 free throws the fourth quarter. And, you know, I told the girls after the game, you're going to lose ball games if you don't make free throws down the stretch. You know, fortunately, you know, we had some freshmen step up and make, you know, 1 out of 2 down the stretch to kind of keep the lead where it needed to be.
Let's talk a little bit about the freshmen, some of those younger girls, freshmen, sophomore. At the end of the game, you had a sophomore Squires, Matty Squires making the steal. And then you had a freshman Long who hit the free throw that kind of iced the game for you. You do have some younger girls that are really finding a nice way to contribute to your team.
Yeah, we do. It's a great group of girls, and we're playing, you know, 9, 10, 11 kids. So it's a good opportunity for all those girls, and you know, they're going to get a lot of playing time, and they're going to have to grow up and get better.
And it does seem to me that they're finding a way to do that. I from time to time, both Squires girls, both the freshman and sophomore, Maddie and Anna, have found a way to really kind of contribute for you. I mean, there's a lot of grit out there is what I'm trying to get at. You got a lot of girls that put out a tremendous amount of effort.
I thought Anna came in the first half and really gave us a presence on the boards, got some really tough rebounds against, you know, a Lincoln Lutheran team that was probably a little bit bigger than us. And, you know, just having Caitlin in there gives us some size. And, you know, but and Maddie Squires is probably our best rebounder overall. And so if you have, you know, those three in there, we're a little bit better rebounding team. We start a little bit smaller lineup and we kind of struggled. They got a couple offensive rebounds to start the game. And so we made the switch. And, you know, I thought the kids responded.
Whitney Colling finished the game tonight with 12 points, and it, I don't want to say every time he needed a crucial bucket she was there, but it was kind of steady throughout. It just seemed like she was a real steadying influence on both ends of the court, because you know she's always going to be hawking after the basketball, and that's always been kind of her trademark and the trademark of a Kearney Catholic girls team.
Yeah, she has been, and she's been really good handling the ball this year. You know, the very first game she didn't turn the ball over at all, and you know, maybe had one last night, and I'm not sure she turned the ball over, you know, tonight again. And so she's just done a tremendous job handling the ball, and I have a lot of confidence, you know, her and Allie both, and, you know, we're pretty fortunate.
You haven't had a chance to have a practice after your first game or your second or yet even your third. What are some things that you kind of see after playing 12 quarters of basketball that you kind of say, we need to kind of work on that a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the girls are questioning how to adjust sometimes on what other teams are doing against our press and things like that. So you got to talk through those things. We still haven't put any of our man-to-man sets in. We spent one day on zone offense. Obviously, that showed at times today. So, you know, those are things that we'll be able to go back in this week and say, hey, girls, look at this. We need to do this. So, you know, let's concentrate and let's learn.
Is there something that you've kind of seen in the course of those three games that you're pleasantly surprised by?
You know, I think our freshmen have come in and competed, and that's something that, you know, you always wonder about. It's a big step up from eighth grade to high school varsity, and, you know, fortunately, I'm pretty lucky. Tim Teal's done a tremendous job with those kids, and you know, most of them are ready to play.
And it doesn't hurt that he's on the bench now. It kind of helps with that transition as well.
Yeah. He's really good with the kids, too. So, you know, and along with him and Schmitty, and, you know, I'm pretty fortunate.
Yeah. All right, let's talk next week. What's coming up around the corner, and what are you going to kind of have to worry about next week? As a coach, you always find something to worry about.
You know, we had a couple conference games next week, so, you know, and they're both away. So that kind of, you know, it's something you always worry about going on the road again. But fortunately, you know, maybe going out these two games has helped, you know, the girls understand what they need to do. You know, it's a little bit different being on the road rather than being at home. So shooting's always a little bit different at the other gyms.
Well, I mean, there'll be now your fourth and fifth different gyms that you've will have started in. So you certainly have been a little bit of road warriors. Rick, congratulations. You know, again, a nice win today, 43-39. Congratulations.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, Rick, thanks. Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. We're at halftime where GICC is leading an intermission in the boys game, 31-23. Don't forget on our sister station, Classic, it's 98.9 FM. We do have coverage going on right now of the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. Real quick, here's the scoring that we have for you here at intermission. As I hit the button here, Johanna Guyfon with 18 points here at intermission. John Roweeder with 6, Brett Weens 3, Elijah Hunter with 3, and Alex Allen with 2 points here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And unofficially, I have 6 rebounds for Guyfon here in the first half, leading rebounder for both of these two teams. For Kearney Catholic, as we take a look at their scoring numbers for you, a little bit more balanced scoring and also a little bit lower in terms of scoring as well, because leading scorer is Derek Jackson with 6, Zach Jackson also with 6, Bryce James with 3, Tyler Mestel stroked in a 3, Blake Holtmeyer with 3, Matt Moore with 2. That is your scoring here for Kearney Catholic, and 3 rebounds for Blake Holtmeyer. Derek Jackson has 2 unofficially here in the first half. And again, we just kind of take a look at some numbers. 13 of 20 shooting for Grand Island Central Catholic, 7 of 19 for the Stars. Kearney Catholic is 4 of 10 from behind the arc, 3 of 7 is Grand Island Central Catholic here at intermission. 4 turnovers for GICC, 2 for Kearney Catholic. It is going to be GICC basketball to start things off here. The ball knocked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic as we have wrapped up now the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. They take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. They remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. 31-23, Grand Island Central Catholic with an 8-point lead. And they are still in possession of the ball as they're continuing to wipe up a little perspiration that is on the court. And they'll toss the ball in here for Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson will give it to Elijah Hunter. Kearney Catholic going man-to-man. Defensively there is Derek Jackson. Both teams going with their starters from the first half to start the second. And with it is Roweeder. He'll give it off here for Hunter. Inside for Guyfon. And Guyfon has his shot blocked by Jackson. Holtmeyer comes up with it. Howe on the baseline. Quick jumper up and no good. Howe has it, and Hunter blocks him from behind. So Moore has his shot blocked by Elijah Hunter, and Blake Holtmeyer with a block of Guyfon as well. So I think we're pretty much statistically caught up. The inbounds going to go in the hands of Zach Jackson, and Jackson drains the three. So Zach Jackson drains the three, and it's 31-26. GICC with a 5-point lead. Elijah Hunter takes it all the way to the baseline. His shot's no good. Guyfon with the rebound. Guyfon has the ball stripped away by Jackson. So Guyfon with the rebound, but then loses the basketball. So Kearney Catholic has it. They'll kick it in the corner for Jackson. He'll fire the three. It's no good. Rebounded by Guyfon. And they'll kick it into the corner. There's Roweeder firing the three, and he hits a three. John Roweeder stroking it in transition. And that lead back out to 8 here for Grand Island Central Catholic. GICC's always kind of found a way to answer back. Roweeder now with 9 points in the game. Guyfon with 18, so there's 27 of the 34 here for GICC. A little runner in the lane for Jackson. It's no good. Guy Fawn is able to pull down that rebound. And they work it up ahead. On the drive is Stevenson, and he's heading the line as he was fouled. So the Crusaders attacking here. They're kind of in attack mode. I did not see who they gave the foul to, but Stevenson's going to go to the line, and he's going to have a couple of free throws. 34-26, 6:12 to go. Free throw is up, back of the iron, and no good. Nestle going to check in here for the Stars. Second free throw by Stevenson, also a little bit too strong, but he gets his own rebound. So they'll set up the half-court offense here. A little bit of a break as it hit the back of that iron and right back to the shooter. Stevenson going to drive, gets it to Guy Fawn. He's outside the lane, looking to hand it off on the baseline. Closely guarded, puts up a tough contested shot. It's no good. Rebound tipped out to Moore. Moore is on the run here, and he'll get it up ahead to Jackson, who lays it up and in. Derek Jackson in transition with the bucket, and now Kearney Catholic will try to pressure that inbounds as well. They get it back in the hands of Stevenson, who inbounded it. Pass up ahead here. Here's Brokaw, 2-on-1 now, and a nice bounce pass inside to Rowweeder. They broke the press, and that bounce pass from Brokaw to Rowweeder for an easy bucket here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Break the press, you make him pay. And on the way to the basket, we've got a reaching foul, and that's going to be on Guy Fawn. And Guy Fawn, awfully close, actually, with that being an intentional foul because Jackson had beaten the guy that was defending him, and Guy Fawn basically grabbed him on the way through so he wouldn't get a layup. Harrison Pierce, who checked in, gets the inbounds here. They'll kick it out for Mestel, who will fire a three. It is short, and Kearney Catholic is able to pull down that rebound. Nope, Guy Fawn knocked it loose, and so we'll give him credit for a defensive rebound. So Guy Fawn, with those nice soft hands of his, comes up with the basketball. And in the offensive zone is Stevenson. Stevenson gives it off on the left side here for Brokaw. Over to Stevenson now on the right wing. And Mestel knocks the ball away. And they're going to say it went off the shoulders of Brady Brokaw and out of bounds. That's a pretty good hustle play there by Tyler Mestel to force the turnover by Grand Island Central Catholic. And we've got six turnovers unofficially here on the Crusaders. And the officials have a quick conversation with Kearney Catholic head coach Scott Carlin. It appears to be an amicable discussion. Derek Jackson brings in the offensive zone, gives it for Pierce on the baseline. Zach's got it. Zach Jackson will give it for Harrison Pierce, who will now look for Derek. And the three is up and good. Pierce with that little fake of the pass, and then Harrison Pierce just strokes in that three-pointer. That was a good-looking play. Hunter playing the point, gave it away, now gets it back as Kearney Catholic looking the trap here. If they can, pass in the corner. Here's Rowweeder, and he strokes in the three. He has gotten hot as well. He's got 14 points in the game. And he strokes in that three-pointer, keeps that lead out to 8 here. Kearney Catholic cut it down to 5. They trail by 10 at halftime. On the dribble here is Jackson. Jackson kicks in the corner. Here's Mestel for, Bryce James for 3. That's missed. And in transition comes Grand Island Central Catholic. Then they turn it over to the Crusaders. So the Stars now have it in the offensive zone. They fake the handoff, and now in trouble is going to be Pierce, but he's able to give it to Jackson. Jackson now passes it to his brother. Little shot here by Zach, and it's up and good. That's a tough leaner by Zach Jackson. And we've got a timeout here by Grand Island Central Catholic. 39-33, 3:27 to go in the third. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be back right after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. All the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. The timeout was actually taken by Kearney Catholic, so they'll have three timeouts left to go here the rest of the game. Grand Island Central Catholic has yet to use one here in the contest. They can run the baseline if they want to. Don't need to because Kearney Catholic's going to pick up the defense at half court. So slowly walking up with the basketball here is going to be Elijah Hunter. And now they're going to trap out of that as they get it over to Heidelk. Now working it around the perimeter are the Crusaders. Stevenson had it. Now they'll give it right back out here for Hunter. Hunter gives it on the left side. A little penetration here for Heidelk. Heidelk back to Hunter. Hunter a little spin. Kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer by Rowieder. Rowieder off the mark. And Kearney Catholic comes up with the rebound. And snagging the bounce, still with the dribble here, is going to be Zach Jackson. And Holtmeyer on the drive, and we got a foul as he dribbles to that baseline before he got to the point. This will be a non-shooting foul, and it's going to be a little block here, whistled on Brett Weens. And so he's going to be whistled for the foul. Guyfon checks in here for the Crusaders. Moore will inbound on the baseline. And they'll throw it in the corner. That's Howe. Howe's going to drive. Howe off glass. No good. Moore with the rebound. Moore can't hit the shot, but he's going to head to the free throw line. As he only is able to pull down that offensive rebound. Actually, a couple of offensive rebounds in there. But he was fouled as Hunter is whistled for the foul. So Moore will go to the free throw line, and he's going to shoot a couple. The first one is off the mark and no good. So Moore free throw. First one is no good. Second one now on the way, and it is good. So he strokes it in to make it 39-34. GICC with that five-point lead and the basketball. Hunter down that sideline, throws it. And almost losing it, there is Grand Island Central Catholic's Brett Weens. But Weens is able to pull down the handle, gives it to Allen. Allen's got it top of the key. Kearney Catholic going man-to-man. And there's going to be a little hold there. The foul is going to be on Howe. He's going to be called for the hold. In for the Stars here is going to be John Masker. And GICC will inbound it underneath their own basket. Toss it in. Here is going to be Weens. Weens gives it to Hunter. Hunter's behind the arc off of a screen set by Guyfon. He'll take it now top of the key. Gets it to Guyfon. Guyfon outside of the lane working against a triple team and has his shot blocked. And there's going to be a foul on the body of Masker. The block was clean. When they blew the whistle, I thought that they were going to make a bad call, but I don't have an opinion whether or not John Masker got him with the body. He's whistled for the foul. And Guyfon, who does a great job of getting himself to the line, he'll head back to the line and will have two shots. He bends the knees, takes his time, concentrates, and he rolls it in. Hit the front of the rim, but had that nice shooter's touch on it, and he was able to coax it over the front of the edge. For a 40-34 lead for Grand Island Central Catholic. Guyfon's second free throw is on the way, and that one hits nothing but net. So he goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And they're going to wipe up a little bit more perspiration out there. Again, Guyfon 4 for 4 from the free throw line. And has a grand total of 20 points so far here in the game. 41-34, 2:14 to go here, third quarter. With the dribble in the offensive zone here is going to be Derek Jackson. Derek will hand it to Zach. Zach's going to fire a three. It is short, and Guyfon pulled down the rebound. After a little bit of pressure, Grand Island Central Catholic has it, and we have a missed, we have a shoe that's come off here. And we're going to have a little stoppage because losing his shoe was Masker. Jackson, Derek Jackson, and he was trying to put it back on and said, I can't get it on, I give up, and he just kind of kicked it off the court, and there wasn't enough pressure put on the ball that they didn't want to run the risk of somebody getting an injured foot here, so they're going to give Jackson the opportunity to put his shoe on. And I don't know how you lose a high-top basketball shoe, but it certainly did happen there. And again, I do like when officials do that, and nobody's getting a really inherent advantage by doing that. And you just don't want somebody to get injured, and a one-shoed basketball player, they're asking for something bad to happen to somebody. Rowheeder gets it into Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn, triple team. They collapse on him. He kicks it out to Rowheeder, and back around the perimeter we go for Grand Island Central Catholic. With it now is Brokaw. Brokaw picked up there by Jackson, closely guarded, and is able to kick it out for Allen. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. Hunter had it momentarily and then had it stolen away by Matt Moore. So Moore pulls down another hustle rebound. They'll get it out for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will get it off here on the left side. Jumper up and good in the corner. Stroking it in is going to be Zach Jackson. So Kearney Catholic cuts that lead down to 4. Minute 2 to go. And Elijah Hunter on the baseline. Handles the pressure by himself. Brings it to the baseline and they work it back around the perimeter. Allen's got it. Gets it to Guy Fawn. And Guy Fawn is pushed. I think that probably will be on number 11, Holtmeyer. Yeah, it is. So Holtmeyer is going to be whistled for the foul. And then Guy Fawn is so physical but doesn't commit the foul. He's just so strong that a lot of times you kind of feel the need to kind of answer that physicality with physicality, and you commit the foul defensively. 41-37, GICC with a four-point lead and the basketball late in the third quarter. Right side, Elijah Hunter's got it. Moore staying with him. Hunter will take it to the elbow, pull up for the jumper, a little bit too strong. Moore trying to get the rebound. It's pulled out of there by Alex Allen. That's good hustle there by Allen as he pulls down the rebound. And they're going to pull it out to milk the clock here just a little bit. Hunter on the dribble, and we're going to get a quick timeout here with 21.3 to go. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthew Shelter Insurance, taken by Grand Island Central Catholic. 21.3 to go in the third quarter. They call a 30-second timeout, leading it 41-37. We're back after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, the first time that Tino Martinez has called the timeout here in the basketball game as he's getting set to get something drawn up here, and we'll see whether or not they milk the clock, and I would think that they would, unless they get a real easy look on the inbounds. They're going to milk the clock here a little bit. And Central Catholic, known for kind of playing very headsy basketball and just kind of looking at this almost like a chess game over the years when Bill Gabriels was here and Tino Martinez kind of cut from the same cloth as well, as they will try to limit the number of possessions the other team has. Inbounded for Hunter, and Hunter had a little trouble coming down with it, ran into Braxton Bellamy, and they're going to call Bellamy for the foul, I believe. Well, no, they didn't give it to Bellamy. It's going to be on Derek Jackson who's going to be called for the foul. 19.5 to go here. They inbound it for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn hooks Braxton Bellamy, and Bellamy commits the foul. And he's like, what did I do? He doesn't agree with the call, but Guy Fawn is the one that will be heading to the free throw line, as he had great position. So Bellamy with the foul. And Guy Fawn is going to have a couple of free throws. And the first one is up and good. So that'll push that lead out to 5 with 16.8 to go. 42-37. They haven't put the point up yet. They'll hand Guy Fawn the basketball here. If he makes the free throw, we'll have a substitution. And that one is short, his first miss of the day. And it's rebounded out there by Kearney Catholic's Matt Moore. 10 seconds left. With it is Jackson. 4 seconds. Jackson gives it to Bellamy, top of the key. Gives it to Moore. Moore is going to run. He's got a 15-foot jumper that's a little bit short. And that will do it for the end of three quarters of play. It is 42-37, 5-point lead for Grand Island Central Catholic to start the fourth quarter. We come back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Quick out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@espnsuperstation.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Welcome back here to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Grand Island Central Catholic. Crusaders with a 42-37 lead over Kearney Catholic here in the finals of the early season basketball tournament. Shooting from the floor, Grand Island Central Catholic 16 of 28. Kearney Catholic 12 of 31 from the floor. And three-point range, Kearney Catholic is 7 of 17. 5 of 11 is GICC. 21 points for Johanna Guy Fawn. Kearney Catholic does have the basketball to start the fourth quarter, and they'll get it to Jackson. Jackson will fire a three. It is no good for Zach, and we've got a walk on the rebound. Howe came down with it momentarily, but couldn't put his footing together, so Grand Island Central Catholic will get basically a free look at the basketball here. Just a tough opportunity there for Howe, as he couldn't quite get the ball in the sideline. So Elijah Hunter brings it in the offensive zone. They get it to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn outside the lane. Great post move. Gets the defender in the air. And Guy Fawn takes it off glass. Up and good. You got Holtmeyer in the air. And Holtmeyer smart enough not to commit the foul. That was a good post move. Moore will give it off to Howe. Back to Moore on that right side. Moore will penetrate. Dish. Holtmeyer's got it. Top of the key. 15-foot jumper. Up and good. Blake Holtmeyer strokes it in. To answer back here, it's still a 5-point game, 7-8 to go. 44-39, GICC with the lead and the basketball in the hands of their point guard, Elijah Hunter. And Hunter will give it off on that left side. Back around the perimeter we go. Rowweeder's got it. Left side for Brokaw. Brokaw gives it on the baseline here for Stevenson. Back around the perimeter we go. Hunter's got it. Hunter picked up defensively there by Derek Jackson. Lob pass on that right wing to Rowweeder, and they're going to reset the offense. Grand Island Central Catholic being patient, gets it into Guy Fawn, and Guy Fawn will score. They kind of kept just moving the defense around and finally was able to lob it when there wasn't that backside help to help on Guy Fawn. He makes the catch and then lays it off glass. Moore will drive after his defender falls down, but Guy Fawn is able to get the block and couldn't quite save it. He couldn't quite save it. After Matt Moore had his shot blocked. So Kearney Catholic will have possession of it right at the three-point arc on the left side of the baseline here. And he'll just lob it in for Mestel, who checked in. He'll fire a three. It's an air ball. And Moore wasn't able to get himself inbounds, position inbounds. And so that'll be a turnover by Kearney Catholic. Mestel had a nice look at it. And just end up being a little short with it. Hunter facing some pressure here by Zach Jackson. Brings it in the offensive zone. And put it on the baseline in the hands of Rowweeder. Who'll just hand it back off here for Elijah Hunter. And Hunter has his pass stolen away by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's going to drive, take it off glass, and he'll head to the line. He got into Hunter, He jumped into Hunter, but Hunter certainly didn't have position. And so a nice job there by Holtmeyer after making the steal of getting Elijah Hunter to commit the foul. So Holtmeyer is going to shoot two, and the first one is good. 46-40 with 5:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. 6-point lead for Grand Island Central Catholic. Bryce James checking in here for the Stars. Second free throw rolls around and is no good. And rebounded by, you guessed it, Johanna Guy-Fawn. Left side, Phoenix Stevenson. Works it back around here for Hunter. They're looking inside for Guy-Fawn. They get it into him. He'll put it up and in. Again, with no backside help, they just lob it over the top. Guy-Fawn with those soft hands makes the catch and takes it up and in. Drive here by Derek Jackson, a little bit too strong as he's got the miss. Fighting for the rebound is Mestel, and Guy-Fawn is going to be whistled for the foul. Mestel had better position. Guy-Fawn going after it ended up tripping Mestel, so Guy-Fawn is going to pick up the foul. 5:23 to go here, fourth quarter, 48-40, Grand Island Central Catholic, and they have led pretty much the entire game. Trying to find a time that Kearney Catholic had the lead, and it would have been early on in the first quarter. It was tied 5-5, and that was as that's been it. They're wiping up some sweat on the floor here. Yeah, Kearney Catholic, I don't think, has had a lead here. Stars inbound on that sideline. Jackson will throw it in. And they'll get it between the circles here for Harrison Pierce, who checked in while we were mopping up some sweat. And they'll get it at the elbow to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer working against Guy-Fawn, and Guy-Fawn is going to be whistled for the hold. He does not like the call, but I do think it's the correct one. So Guy-Fawn with the foul here. And that's going to put Holtmeyer at the line to shoot a couple. Six team fouls on both of them. They're going to say it was before the shot. So they're not going to be shooting free throws here. And the inbounds pass is stolen away by Hunter. Nice steal there by Elijah Hunter. He's got in the offensive zone now, as he had to give the ball away because of pressure by Moore. Moore now will pick him up at half court. And the bounce pass out for Phoenix Stevenson. That was a nice play by Hunter making the steal on the inbounds. As he saw what Kearney Catholic is trying to do, bring somebody through the lane. And he just came off of his man and made the interception. Brokaw in trouble and reaching for the basketball and committing the foul here is going to be Holtmeyer. I'm sure they're going to give it to number 11. Yeah, that will be on Holtmeyer. And that'll be a 1-1. So Brokaw is going to step to the free throw line for a 1-1. He takes his time at the line, and the free throw is up and good. So that'll earn him the bonus. 49-40, 4:39 to go, fourth quarter. 9-point lead for Grand Island Central Catholic, and they just refuse to really let Kearney Catholic get back in this game. They always find a way to make that defensive stop and then get some more points on the board. Their second free throw up and good. Good basketball teams hit free throws down the stretch, and that's helped GICC have a 10-point lead here. 50-40, 4.5 to go. We'll talk with coaches from both teams at the conclusion of the game. Kick into the corner for Mestel. Mestel will fire the three. It is no good. Rebound taken out of there by Grand Island Central Catholic. And Hunter will throw it away. He was trying to connect on the right side with Phoenix Stevenson. And Stevenson started moving just as the pass was coming from Elijah Hunter. So Moore will get the inbounds. Kearney Catholic needs points here. They're down by 10. Backdoor cut for Holtmeyer. They led him a little bit too much. Holtmeyer's able to save it into the hands of James. He'll fire a three. It's bounced around, no good. Rebound, and then a foul. Rebound by Blake Holtmeyer. After Kearney Catholic missed the three, Holtmeyer came down with the rebound. And the foul is going to be a reach whistled on Alex Allen. So Holtmeyer is going to have a one and one as he was fouled before he could put up the shot. Heidel checking in here for the Crusaders with exactly 4 minutes to go here at the end of regulation. Don't forget on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, the Grand Island Central Catholic, Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. I'm at Grand Island Central Catholic. Free throw was missed there. Rebounded by Hunter. And so Grand Island Central Catholic will set up half court as Kearney Catholic trying to trap the ball, and they're going to hand it off, and we got a timeout. Elijah Hunter called timeout. His teammate Brett Weens was in a little bit of trouble, and Hunter calls the timeout here with 3:42 to go here, fourth quarter, 50-40, Grand Island Central Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. Crusaders with a 10-point lead with 3:42 to go here in the ballgame. And with that timeout, Grand Island Central Catholic will try to inbound it. Johanna Gaifon, who is a leading scorer with 27 points in the game, but he's on the bench right now. He's got four fouls, and so they'll bring the basketball in the hands of Elijah Hunter. Hunter will give it off on the right side here for Rowieder, who gives it off on the left side here for Hunter, and they're just going to play a little keep away. Brokaw's got it. Brokaw on the dribble, gets it out here for Heidelk, and then we're going to have James trying to make the steal on a pass, and he's going to commit the foul. And Rowieder, I think, is the one that's going to go to the line. So James whistled for the foul. So Rowieder will go to the line for a one and one here. They'll hand him the basketball. And the gym gets strangely quiet. And the free throw is short. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer snags the bound here for Kearney Catholic. Stars down by 10. We'll set up shop. Holtmeyer is going to drive. Holtmeyer is going to lay it off last, and it's going to be a bucket and a foul. Awfully close to the charge. But Holtmeyer will get the drive, and now he'll try to finish off a three-point play. Just a little bit of a lean there on Phoenix Stevenson. He's the one that's whistled for the foul. So they're going to call that a block. And again, anymore, I think it's very difficult to collect a charge. And that one wasn't. I think that's the right call. The free throw is missed. And the rebound taken out of there by Heidel. So Heidel. And then the steal. Jackson with the jumper, and he's fouled by Hunter. So after the rebound, Jackson was able to work with Bryce James, get the ball loose, and now Jackson's going to go to the line and try to hit a couple of free throws here as Elijah Hunter commits the foul. And now Jackson will have the front end of a one-and-one here. Actually, they said it was two shots. He was in the act of shooting. Yeah, that's the right call. And he hits the first of two. So 50-43, GICC with a 7-point lead. And Jackson will try to cut into a little bit more And Guy Fawn, with those four personal fouls, can't be protected anymore. They have to put him back in the game with 3:02 to go. Second free throw by Jackson, up and good. So he strokes in both free throws, and we've got a six-point ball game. Running the baseline here is Heidelk. Heidelk gets it to Hunter. Over to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn makes the catch. Guy Fawn double-teamed, and they're going to call a foul or just an injury? No, a timeout. Nathan Howe went down. I don't know if he actually got touched. From my vantage point, it did not look to me that Guy Fawn made contact with him and that Nathan Howe was going for an Academy Award. In any event, no foul was called, and I didn't see a foul. Timeout, Grand Island Central Catholic. They lead it 50-44 with less than 4 minutes to go here in the basketball game. They call the timeout, and we'll take it with them. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Well, Johanna Guy Fawn was double, maybe even triple team there. The triple team was on its way there, and Nathan Howe figured, well, he's used up his dribble. I might as well go for the call here as he went down. I don't think there was contact. In any event, there was a timeout by Grand Island Central Catholic, and they'll inbound the ball here for Elijah Hunter. Still a heads-up play, even if you don't get the call. Hunter's got it after he gave it away. He's playing a little bit of catch here with Heidelk. Heidelk now with a little penetration, kicks it back out for Brokaw. Grand Island Central Catholic just going to play keep away here with 2:39 to go in the basketball game. On the dribble, Brokaw, he lost it momentarily, but Hunter's able to track it down. Good play there by Hunter, and now Heidelk is involved with it. He gets the ball back after he got it from Hunter. Hunter had it. He has trouble handling it. He's used up his dribble. He's able to get it out here for Rowweeder. Rowweeder with the double team gets it over for Brokaw, and Brokaw's fouled. One of the Jacksons. Both of them were there. It's either Derek or Zach. They're going to give it to Derek Jackson. And Brokaw is going to go to the free throw line for a 1-and-1. 2:17 to go here, fourth quarter, 50-44, six-point lead here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And they'll try to add to it from the free throw line, and they do. Getting some high fives, and rightly so, is Brady Brokaw. Brokaw again at the free throw line, takes his time, and his shot up, rolls around, and good. So he goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Crusaders doing a great job of using the charity stripe to their advantage. Commit the foul, they have been hitting their shots. Moore with the drive all the way in. Nice little spin move at the top of the key, and he lays it up and in. He beats Elijah Hunter. Hunter now with the inbounds, and Moore stepped in the passing lane and knocked it out of bounds, almost coming away with the steal. Almost. Grand Island Central Catholic, 9 of 13 from the free throw line. That's a pretty solid effort here. They lead it 52-46, minute 56 to go. And the Crusaders will inbound the ball on the far sideline. To toss it in here is going to be Heidelk, as Harrison Pierce checked in a little bit ago to help pressure the ball and maybe commit a foul if they need to. Brokaw has it in the backcourt, dribbling, working against Pierce. Lob pass up ahead. It is loose, and great job tracking it down by Rowweeder. Rowweeder was able to get that loose ball. Hunter's got it now. Hunter is going to be pushed. John Bach checked in a little bit ago to play tenacious defense, and if you commit a foul, then you commit a foul. So Bach does. He commits the foul. And again, it's not one of those intentional fouls. He was actually trying to make a play here. And Elijah Hunter is going to go to the free throw line. And he will have two shots, because that's now 10 fouls on Kearney Catholic, and he makes that an academic exercise by hitting that shot anyway. So he makes the free throw, and it's 53-46. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. Second free throw for Hunter is on the way. In and out, no good. And the rebound taken down there by Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer snags the bound, and Kearney Catholic needs something happen here. They are down by 7, 53-46. A little backdoor cut, layup no good for Holtmeyer. They got the look that they wanted. Rebound taken out there by Stevenson. And Stevenson, long pass up ahead, and that's going to be a turnover. So Grand Island Central Catholic, after they get the nice rebound on one end, they pass it out on that far side and lose control of the basketball. So turnover will give GICC back on defense, and Kearney Catholic down by 7. Another backdoor cut. Layup this time is up and good for Blake Holtmeyer. Nice set play there between Moore and Holtmeyer. Moore top of the key, and then that backdoor cut as Holtmeyer hits the shot. And we've got a timeout here by Kearney Catholic. 53-48, five-point lead for Grand Island Central Catholic. They'll inbound the basketball after this timeout.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here as Kearney Catholic down by 5. Grand Island Central Catholic trying to extend this lead, hold on to this lead. They have led by 5 to 10 points pretty much the entire ball game after they built this lead about midway through the first quarter. And so it's been a very evenly played ball game. And again, Grand Island Central Catholic, when it comes to these chess match kinds of games, they tend to move pieces very, very effectively. Both teams now are in the double bonus, so any foul by either team will be a two-shot foul, with the exception of an offensive foul. And to inbound the basketball is going to be Harry Heidelk, who can run the baseline if he so chooses. Nestle and Bach out there. James for Kearney Catholic. Don't get the foul, then you don't get the steal, then you make the foul. They get the ball in the hands of Heidelk. Heidelk up ahead and a walk with it. He got it up ahead here for Elijah Hunter, and a line change for Kearney Catholic. They're going to bring five new players in there. They kind of got that offensive defensive thing going, and the defense does their job as they force the turnover within about one step of Elijah Hunter, where three white jerseys, and he took an extra step when he got the pass. So the turnover, final minute of the ball game. It's a five-point game, and on the drive here is Moore. He's going to kick it back out here for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer dribbles between the legs, kicks it out. Jackson gives it to Howe. Howe's going to drive, has a shot blocked by Guyfon. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by whom? And they're going to say last touch by Guyfon. Guyfon with a huge block there. Moore will inbound underneath his own basket, 46.9. They give it for Holtmeyer. Off the screen, they give it back to Moore. Moore's going to drive, has it blocked by Guyfon, who comes up with the basketball. And now the foul after Grand Island Central Catholic makes the huge.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back here. Kearney Catholic gets a bucket a moment ago. Both free throws made by Elijah Hunter gave them the lead right now with 24.5 seconds to go. 7-point lead for Grand Island Central Catholic, and Hunter is back at the free throw line, and he will have two more free throws, and the first one is good. So Hunter doing his part in terms of making the free throws here. There was a bucket, I believe it was by Holtmeyer, who got the bucket moments ago, and we lost our internet signal, so we apologize. Second free throw rolls around and is no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. 20 seconds to go here. We've got an 8-point ball game and a little ball fake. And the three-pointer's up and good for Nathan Howe. So Howe hits the three. And earlier we had the bucket, I believe, by Holtmeyer. But the free throws still being made here by Grand Island Central Catholic. So with about 20 seconds to go, it is 56-51. Grand Island Central Catholic with a 5-point lead. They can run the baseline when we come back after this quick 30-second timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here. Grand Island Central Catholic, 5-point lead over Kearney Catholic. And we'll see if Kearney Catholic can come up with a miraculous play here. Not sure how much time is left in the game, but I know how much time is left in the timeout. 14.2 is what's left in the game. Running the baseline is going to be Heidelk. Heidelk gets the ball in. Heidelk gets the ball back. And we're going to have a foul as Brady Brokaw is the one that's going to go to the line. Again, you have James and Bach and Pierce and Mestel. You know, those guys are out there to go after the ball, to attack the ball, maybe make a nice little steal if they can get it. Play defense. And if you don't make the steal, then you commit the foul. And to the line is going to be Brokaw. He's going to shoot two. He takes his time at the line, and it is good. As he makes the first one to make it 57-51 with 11.9 to go here. Kearney Catholic could still call a timeout. So impossible. Make a free throw here, make it a three-possession game. It probably isn't possible at that point. The free throw up and good. So Grand Island Central Catholic going to come away with a win here. Moore's got it. He's going to give it out to Jackson. Jackson with a contested three off glass, no good. Rebound tipped out. Howell can't come up with it. It is off of his hands and out of bounds. Ball was tipped right back where Jackson tried the three-pointer, but he was already starting to play some defense. And with 2.2 to go, Grand Island Central Catholic is going to inbound it. Hunter puts it on his hip, and that's going to do it. Your final score, 58-51. Grand Island Central Catholic comes away with the championship in their own early season tournament. As, again, they just are able to keep Kearney Catholic at bay down the stretch, in part to their excellent free throw shooting down the stretch, unofficially from the free throw line, 15 of 21 from the line here for Grand Island Central Catholic, right at about 73% in the game. As again, Johanna Guyfon, 27 points. John Rotweeder with 14 here for the Crusaders, who are now 3-0 on the season. Once again, your final, 58-51. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report coming up right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street,
Kearney. Welcome back to the Misco Sports post-game report. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today and see them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Grand Island Central Catholic certainly well equipped for this game. They are able to just do those little things, hit free throws, take good care of the ball, get some rebounding when you need it. They do the little things right. And even though Kearney Catholic did a lot of good things down the stretch to come back into the game, GICC was always able to kind of keep them at bay. And there was only a brief period of time there that this was a – in fact, I don't think we ever got to a one-possession game. We had a four-point game at a couple of stretches here, but they did a great job, did Grand Island Central Catholic, of taking care of the ball and keeping everything at bay down the stretch. And so in the fourth quarter, never really a threat in the game. They led by as many as 10 at 56-46, and they hold on in this one 58-51. As Grand Island Central Catholic comes away with the championship of their own early season tournament. And kind enough to join us to talk about it a little bit is assistant coach. Let me get that straightened out here for you, Rob, so you know. So you got a little bit of rope here. You don't want to get all cup. No problem. Rob Misek, kind enough to join us, and congratulations. That wasn't easy out there.
No, and with Kearney Catholic, you know it's never going to be easy. They're a well-coached team. Coach Carlin's done a great job early season, and when Donnie Lease is on the bench, you know there's going to be some influence, but they've got athletes, and they're very skilled, too. So just a good win for our boys when there's a little adversity in the fourth quarter at the press. So we're happy with the early season tournament win.
You know, you practice this. You practice the press. You practice all that stuff. But, you know, when you play it against the varsity players, you're going to get a little bit better test. You guys really had a great opportunity to kind of learn and get better this week.
Yeah, and that's the thing. As a coaching staff, we talk early, when you play 3 days in a row, this is the only time other than if you're fortunate enough to play 3 days in a row at the state tournament, and you really find out what you need to improve on and what you've really gotten better at the first 3 weeks of practice. And we saw a lot of positives out there tonight.
Joining us, Rob Misek, the assistant basketball coach here at Grand Island Central Catholic after a 58-51 win over Kearney Catholic. Let's talk a little bit about Johanna Gaifon. I mean, he's just really such a cornerstone of your team. Not only does he provide a lot of points, but rebounding as well. He's just really a rock on both ends of the court.
He really is. And Johanna's really matured, and is taking a leadership role on this team. He's one of our better communicators out there, which sometimes bigger guys aren't, but really came through for us tonight after he didn't score much last night against Centura, but they did a great job of taking him out of the game. But really, I thought dominated on both ends of the floor.
27 points, 13 rebounds is what I had him for. And then John Rogweeder as well, 14 points. I mean, again, the kind of that outside influence. Then you had Gaifon on the inside.
Yeah, and things are going to open up for Johanna inside if they don't double him, but it's nice to have guys like John Rowieder and Brett Weens on the perimeter. If they relocate, they're going to get open shots on the double team. And I thought when Jackson was hitting shots for Kearney Catholic early, John did a great job of matching him shot for shot and really keeping us in that 7 to 10 point range in the first half with that lead.
And it is almost like that stiff arm where you kept him about 5 points away the entire game. And again, I thought it was just really kind of a headsy effort by everybody, including, you know, a lot of pressure. Elijah Hunter does a nice job of handling the pressure as well.
He's really been a great addition to our team. And he's very calm and collected and gets us organized against the press in the half court. And we need that. And I thought Brady Brokaw did a really good job of handling the ball at the end of the game and wanting to go up and knock free throws down. And And when Kearney Catholic made a charge, luckily we hit a majority of our free throws to kind of hold them off there at the end.
58-51, Grand Island Central Catholic over Kearney Catholic. Rob Misek of the Crusaders joining us. One last question, and I kind of asked the same thing of Kearney Catholic's girls coach a little bit earlier. You haven't had a chance to have practice since your first game or your second or your third. What are some things that next week you kind of feel that you want to work on?
Well, we knew Kearney Catholic was going to try to spread us out, and they're very, very athletic on the perimeter, and I think we need to work on containing and, you know, our help defense and then recovering the shooters. We need to work on that. And offensively, just, you know, going over break press and just getting a little more continuity with the offense and what we're trying to run. Just and, like you said, not having practice for 3 days, you really kind of need to fine-tune some things. And fortunately, we've got 4 days before we play in Columbus against SCOTUS on Friday.
Well, you won't have to worry a whole lot about conditioning the last 3 days.
that's absolutely right, and that'll probably be good news for the guys in white. So,
all right. Well, hey, Rob, congratulations.
Thanks,
nice
Randy.
Win today.
Appreciate the coverage.
Rob Misek, ahead the assistant basketball coach here at Grand Island Central Catholic. Your final in this one, 58-51. We're going to step away for a little bit. We'll total up some numbers and hopefully be able to talk with Coach Carlin of Kearney Catholic. We'll do that as we continue with our MISCO Sports Post Game Report right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
MISCO Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at MISCO's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, MISCO's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, MISCO Sports.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic on the Ravenna, the MISCO Sports Postgame Report. I'll get it all straight. Grand Island Central Catholic with a nice 58-51 win over Kearney Catholic, winning the early season tournament. Let's check some numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for GICC, Johanna Gaifon. We mentioned it earlier. Outstanding performance tonight. He scored 27 points, finished with 13 rebounds on the night. That's just yeoman's effort right there. John Rowweeder finished with 14 points in the game. And then after that, 6 points for Brady Brokaw. Elijah Hunter finished with 6. Brett Weens with 3. Alex Allen with 2 points. And again, 13 rebounds for Guy Fawn. He was a leading rebounder. 61% shooting from the field here for Grand Island Central Catholic, including shooting approximately 70% from two-point range, and then they were 15 of 21 with their free throws down the stretch. Now for Kearney Catholic, as we'll I'll give these numbers here real quick, and then we'll talk with Scott Carlin, the head basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. Leading scorer for the Stars today, as it was very balanced scoring for them. Leading the way was Zach Jackson. Jackson, unofficially, I had him for 14 points on the night, 10 points for Derek Jackson, Blake Holtmeyer with 10, Harrison Pierce with 3, Tyler Mestel, 3, Nathan Howe, 3, Bryce James with 3, and Matt Moore finished with 5 points on the day as well. Rebounding-wise, leading rebounder that I had was Matt Moore with 7 rebounds, 6 for Blake Holtmeyer, 2 for Derek Jackson, and 2 for Zach. Unofficially shooting in the game for Kearney Catholic, about 38.6%, 3-point range. They were 8 of 23 for about 35%, and then free throws, 9 of 16 for about 56%. And kind enough to join us, Scott Carlin, the head coach here at Kearney Catholic. And, you know, those are some of the numbers that I had anyway. I'm not putting my last dollar that they're accurate. Probably just didn't shoot well enough to be able to keep with these guys.
Probably the biggest difference, I'd say, was our free throws down the stretch. I mean, I think we missed 3 or 4 front ends of 1-on-1s throughout the games, things like that. But, yeah, shooting overall has been down a little bit this weekend for us, and that's probably our biggest weakness right now, I would say, is we got to shoot the ball a little bit better.
Now, is that because of shot selection, or is it just you're not in rhythm yet?
Some of both, actually. I mean, I thought a lot of times we took some very good shots, but, yeah, there were times when you got a kid coming over to the sideline, we're like, is that really the shot you want? You weren't quite set, some of those things. So it's a combination of both, but I think a lot of it's in rhythm type stuff.
And again, you got three games in a row. I mean, I think there were some kind of tired legs out there that might equate for some of the shooting problems that you had. But you guys weren't so tired that you couldn't come up with a great comeback. I mean, you were down by 10 and made this game interesting.
You know, our kids showed incredible heart all weekend, battling through. I mean, Thursday coming through, persevering. Friday coming through, persevering, a very tight game. And then today coming back and just making GICC uncomfortable the entire way, playing full court pressure defense the entire game for the most part, and never once letting them get comfortable. And I think that's a tribute to our kids and how much heart they have and how much heart they showed.
Scott Carlin, Granite, Kearney Catholic. I've been doing it all wrong today. You thought you had a bad day today. I've had a bad day. Scott Carlin, head boys basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic, as GICC with the 58-51 win here today. You haven't had a chance to have practice since your first game or your second or your third. What are some things that you're happy with, but what are some things you're going to work on?
We definitely got to work on, obviously, shooting, but I was probably the most disappointed in our rebounding and boxing out efforts. At times, we just tried to jump with people, and when you're 5'10 at most places, it doesn't work out too well for you generally, and that was probably the key down here. Between that, and I bet you they had 10 to 15 second chance points because we didn't put a body on them or didn't hold them off long enough. So I would say our boxing out's probably the one thing that I was the most disappointed with all weekend.
But you also see some potential out there. I think this is a great example of it. You were down by 5 per minute the whole game, but you never got knocked out in this.
No, we were down 5 the whole game, and tribute to them, they hit some tough shots. You know, Johanna's an incredible player inside, but I thought the difference was the 23, the Rawweiler kid or whatever, that would be backside, and they'd skip it over to him if we were sinking too far in, hit a couple threes that really slowed down our backside help at times because we didn't fully trust to recover out. But, we know there's a lot to look at, and I'm sure when I look at the film, I'll see more and more. But overall, I'm just incredibly pleased with how hard our kids have worked from the get-go, beginning top to bottom, and how each day they've set up with a mindset, let's get better today. And I think we've done that through 3 games.
You had a lot of seniors last year, so that means a lot of new opportunities for some other kids that are, you know, junior, sophomore, and even freshmen. How do you kind of see their progress after the first 3 games?
I think everybody's progressing. I think everybody, probably the biggest thing, is finding their roles. That includes our new seniors with Matt and Blake and Derek and Colin having to step up, not only leadership-wise, but realizing I don't have an Alex Lease here that can score, or Brian Hoosman or David Squires to step out. It's on me to do these things. And we're having to find some different guys to help fill those other roles. And they're really stepping up well. And I think as coaches, when we look back at the film, we're going to be able to find out guys that we like in certain rotations and guys that maybe we're saying, hey, let's not put them in that position.
And I'm kind of curious, too, you know, your new role. And again, you're in an unusual position because one chair over is the former head coach. How is that kind of working for you and Don?
It's great between the two of us. I mean, I think we've had a great relationship between the past because last year he let me do a lot of our defense and stuff, and then I'd still throw offensive ideas out there. This year he's there at practice helping with both ends of the court. And at times he'll just say, hey, this is open. And I'll be like, you know what? You got more experience than me. You're probably right. And that's a tribute to him for being unselfish enough to help out this team and help the kids get better. And I thank him every day for that.
Well, and it again, a tough loss today at Grand Island Central Catholic's home court. This is not – it's not a bad loss because, again, if you weren't down by 5 in that first quarter, we probably would have had about 46 lead changes in this game.
You know, and I think the thing shows that how hard our kids play because we never folded once, and I think that attributes to their heart, their character, and their willingness to do what it takes to be successful.
Well, and a good effort, and yes. You know, runner-up to Grand Island Central Catholic. That's not a knock.
Nope. Thank you, Randy.
All right, thanks, Coach. And again, kind enough to join us, Scott Carlin, here today. And as we're wrapping up our Misco Sports post game report, once again, our final in this one was 58-51 as Grand Island Central Catholic again just able to kind of keep Kearney Catholic at bay. And again, Kearney Catholic playing well enough to kind of always be within the striking distance. So positive things for a couple of the local teams here. But Grand Island Central Catholic just that much better than Kearney Catholic here today as they win it 58-51. They're now 3-0 on the season. Kearney Catholic now 2-1 on the young year. Don't forget, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, coverage going on right now of the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. And here in just a few moments, we'll return it back to championship football. It's Championship Saturday on ESPN Radio, and we'll be joining the SEC Championship game here in just a few moments. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer. I forgot Stacy John's name. Holy cow. Our engineer, Stacy Johns. It's been one of those days. For Stacy Johns, Randy Bushcutter, thanks for joining us for our doubleheader on ESPN and on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The Kearney Catholic girls win by four. 43-39 over Lincoln Lutheran, and it's Grand Island Central Catholic winning the boys' championship by a final of 58-51. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.